Asikubingeleleke emlaleli nguVicky wakamasuku sikubingelela ohlelweni esethulela ngelokuthi ezinhle umnyango wezokuthutha nezokuhlaliswa kwabantu kwaZulu Natal. Ngesonto elidlule ungqongqoshe walomnyango umhlonishwa uSiboniso Duma wethule isabelo mali sale minyango yomibili. Ake simuzwe ke eyibeka inkulumo yakhe.
The over 13 billion budget we are tabling before this house is more than a financial figure to us. It is a commitment to progress. This budget will directly impact the lives of our citizens, improving their daily communities, creating jobs opportunities, and enhancing their overall quality of life. We present the first Department of Transport budget in the 7th administration under the theme Transport, Inspiring Hope for a Better Future. We are also tabling this budget as we celebrate 30 years of freedom and democracy and Women's Month. Ngobinyanga enkulu kwenyanga yembokodo siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi kwigallery igcwele imbokodo kamagayisa eyakuyabhekana noForster wagcina edlulile emhlabeni ngenxa yokuphikisana nesystem. We remain inspired by women like Charlotte Maxeke, a fearless leader, talented academic, and one South Africa's first black woman graduate. She was exemplary in showcasing that women were in no ways less competent than men or Bruce Chaperson. Through the struggles of women like Mama Maxeke, we can celebrate young women today, such as Nasi Pisina Zokamede, the first black chief engineer in the gallery, representing the Department of Transport. Kumete is a proof that our internal skills development programs are bearing fruit. Her success, along with over 135 women in engineering working in our department, is a testament to our commitment to gender equality and empowerment of women in the transport sector. The beginning of this Women's Month, the department appointed Ms. Nokwanda Phenyana as the chief engineer for the Ladysmith region. Amongst other significant strides, we pride ourselves now having over 135 women engineering and working in our department. A far cry from 30 years ago, we didn't have any female engineering within our department. In the last 2 years, we have directly awarded and subcontracted projects at a value of over 62 million to women-owned companies ranging from 1 CE to 7 CE. We'll ensure that we have set aside for women so that we can ensure their growth in the construction industry. We also salute those women who are pioneers in the taxi and bus industry. We have agreed, Chair, that at least we must set aside a billion that is going to be assisting those who are in the construction sector, those who are in the taxi industry. Only women must benefit out of this process, irrespective of the condition. Chairperson, the outcomes of national and provincial elections taught us that leaders, even though we come from different political parties with different ideologies and mandates, and we remain distinct and different to each other, it was essential to work together for the common interest of the people who elected us to serve them. For this reason, we established a government of provincial unity, a testament to the strength of our democracy. The government comprises parties that have agreed to set aside their political differences, demonstrating a united front to move this province forward. It is imperative that we depart from the traditional way of doing things. We must be more intuitive and agile and work with a sense of urgency in delivering services to our people. This commitment to progress and unity in the government should inspire hope and confidence in the future. As a department, we are aligning ourselves with President Ramaphosa's outlined 3 priorities for the 7th administration, led by government of GNU. These priorities: driving inclusive economic growth and job creation, tackling poverty and high cost of living, and 3, building a capable, ethical and development state in nature, which must be agile in accommodating all those who must play a role. We celebrate 30 years of freedom and democracy. Honorable Chair, we have made a great stride since the new Democrat dispensation. The Department of Transport in KwaZulu-Natal has been at the forefront of transforming the transportation infrastructure landscape. Since 1994, the department inherited a road network with a massive backlog due to the lack of investment by apartheid government, mainly in township and traditional areas. It was clear that there was a need to speed up delivery, particularly in rural areas, with a starting budget of only 8 million. Under our first MEC, Mr. Sbu Manzankosi, who is present, Babu Ndebele, we want to salute you for the great job that you've contributed in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Indeed, he's a former premier as well. We just wanted to acknowledge all of them. Manzala Nkosi started the program as the pathfinder in line with the empowerment objectives of the ANC. We appreciate the contribution of former MECs for having made a significant contribution from Manzala Nkosi, MEC Ubheki Cele, MEC Umacingwane, who's also the former premier, actually honorable chairperson. I wanted to acknowledge these MEC when they are all here because they are all coming. It's so unfortunate they've been blocked today by traffic. It means that they don't listen to media as well, because as a former MEC of transport, you can't be blocked by traffic. Now I must do the job while they are not even here. But we know the role. MEC Kaunda will be here. MEC Mthunu will be here by the time we finish. The late MEC Pekintuli, MEC Pekinkonyeni, and MEC Hlomuka, we've just taken the baton from him. He's still part of the collective, part of the executive. He's a deputy secretary of the ANC in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. We must also acknowledge as well the strength that comes from these honorable members. The chair of chairs, Shengele Siyabonga Kakhulu, for the role that we are currently playing. We continue to tap into their wisdom and experience. Hence, we invited Macingwane Ndosi to our recently held strategic planning session. As we celebrate 30 years of freedom and democracy, we reflect on the progress we've made and the hope it brings for a brighter future. These achievements have been made possible by working with other stakeholders, including working under the guidance of the late King Goodwill Zwelithini, Umdloko Mbane, and wonke amakhosi asendlunkulu. As we continue to inspire new hope for the future, we'll commit to working with Ondaba Ezitha kanye noNdlunkulu. Siqalileke last week sabona amakhosi awu 16 asemkhanyakude district ukuyothathisela ukuthi eziphi indlela abangafuna senziwe ngayo nanama priority measures. Chairperson, in the past 30 years, this department has achieved the following. We've built over 1,816 kilometers of new blacktop roads, dramatically enhancing our connectivity. We have linked vital economic hubs and continue to position ourselves of the greater of Africa. In addition to building new roads, the department has prioritized maintaining existing infrastructures. We are currently responsible for almost 34,000 kilometers of road network in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. We have built over 283 vehicle and pedestrian bridges to connect communities to essential services and economic facilities. We've been at the forefront of ensuring job creation through our infrastructure and EPWP programs, such as Vuka Ibambe routine infrastructure, road maintenance 6,000, Zibambele 40,000, where we have employed thousands of people. We have also invested over 20 billion in subsidizing public transport operations, including free transport for more than 79,000 learners daily and bicycle distribution to over 16,000 learners traveling long distance to schools, in particular from rural areas. We have achieved participation of the previous cities advantage operators in the subsidized public transport contract to the value of 2.8 billion, which is something was not seen or heard in the past. Let us also acknowledge Nkosi Yesizwe uDunge. Siyakubingelela Nkosi Yesizwe. Siyakubingelela kubonduna. Our journey is not over. Isayindele indlela. Usemningi umsebenzi sazowenza abantu bakithi. Strategic initiatives, operations siyahlola, infrastructure monitoring campaign. Chairperson, one of the critical focuses of the department in this seventh administration will be to ensure proper management and timely delivery to all our infrastructure projects. As part of this, I urge all contractors to start and finish projects on time, ensuring we get value for money. We'll be intensifying operations Siyahlola to inspect unfinished and stalled construction projects. We'll be visiting roads that were promised or initiated during the era of all our previous MECs, uqala kuwe Manzala Nkosi, zonke izithembiso as part of our legacy project. Ekwakwathenjiswa sibheke ukuthi sihambe kangakanani, sisho sentimfaka ukuthi uyiqala nini program and kumuphi unyaka wezimali siyosebenzisa ngayo. Together we can end the prolonged construction of roads, including early terminations for contractors who cannot finish projects. I've instructed the department to invest in a dashboard application that will give us an overview of our various project stages, allowing us to know which ones are progressing well and which ones are having challenges. We want to intervene and assist struggling contractors, mainly Africans. Inhloso yethu ke sifisa ukuthi bathuthuke abantu bakithi bangene ebusinessini bangazinyezi, sibadefende kodwa senze sure ukuthi umsebenzi uyenziwa futhi wenziwa on time. However, where there is a repeat failure to complete project, contractors will be deregistered and removed from our database. Our commitment to driving economic transformation and integration is unwavering. Chairperson, one of the key strategy takes the GPU and NGOs to transform the economy's pattern. We need to change the mindset of using African people as labor and component of subcontracting. When the cartel is securing big government contracts on a regular basis, we want to see more African contractors and consultants become billionaires and millionaires. We want to see them as employees rather than being employed. The time to end the monopoly of few construction companies awarded the road construction project is now going to come to an end. We can bring a positive change by fast-tracking emerging entrepreneurs into the construction sector. Before the end of this financial year, we'll convene an emerging contractor in Durban to assist emerging business in accessing transport work. We've also committed, Honorable Chairperson, that next week on the 28th, we'll have women in construction, where we are only going to deliberately focus on development stage of the women in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. We are apologetic about setting aside for all SMMEs. We want to accelerate economic reforms to unlock economic progress for previously disadvantaged groups such as women, youth, persons with disabilities, military veterans. As part of reclaiming the strategic location of transport in communities, we are reviving community structures that will link the department and the communities. This bridge will gap the eliminated disinformation, including public protest. Reviving these structures will ensure that the department continuously consults citizens when planning and implementing projects leading to more inclusive and effective outcomes. You will remember very well that in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, we used to have what we defined as RRTF, which has a serious value in terms of developmental pattern, in terms of strategic intervention, in terms of access road. We are reviving that process, and as we understand that since 2017, those processes were disbanded, we are going to revive that. The department will now re-establish the rural transport forums and recruit over 600 people from local, district and provincial levels who will be community representatives as members of this community participation program for 5 years. This change will not only bring back an effective system of public participation, but also provide more opportunities for citizens to be involved in the decision-making process of the department. We're also going to enhance the TTM model, which is key and critical for the process of KwaZulu-Natal. We want to come with a galvanized strategy as well of reviving traffic law enforcement, reclaiming a zero-tolerance province. Chairperson, as part of the civil administration, we want to revive our enforcement agencies and reclaim this province as a zero tolerance. To this end, I will convene a law enforcement in Mbizo comprising of Road Traffic Inspectorate, Public Transport Enforcement, Chanel, Road Traffic Management Corporation, which houses the National Traffic Police, South African Police Service, local traffic police from across all the municipalities and stakeholders such as Home Affairs, South African National Defence Force. This will ensure integration and one shared vision in providing an outcome-driven enforcement operation in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. As you enter from Harrismith, Kufanuhlanga Tshezwe nje iphoyisa nane visibility ukuthi KwaZulu-Natal ayilibuya nesiphulamthetho akudlalwa. Noma uqhamuka from Swaziland, from Golela intersection as well, the same thing applies. As you enter from Mpumalanga to Pongola, same thing. As you enter from Eastern Cape to Kokstad, same thing. The Maluti, Cedar Valley, you must also just understand, because we just have to enhance the scope for a province of KwaZulu-Natal. Kwaziwe nje ukuthi hayi kulesifundazwe akudlalwa, futhi akuthathwa ngisho amantshontshe emgaqweni. Umsebenzi wenziwa kahle, we delicacy, singacompromise nequality. The next financial year will purchase 4 number plate recognition vehicles in order to strengthen our law enforcement operation and also assist in the recovery of hijacked vehicles. You will remember, Honorable Chairperson, that historically we used to circulate vehicles on a day-to-day basis in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. We've become lull when it comes to that. Abantu sebeyazintshontshela nje imoto, ashintshe number plate kuphela. Siyayibuyisa ke leyo process, imoto ezobizwa ngesangoma ekwazi ukuthi idlula imoto ibhiphi shuthi khonto ephakathi kule moto noma itheli noma imoto engekho emthethweni. This past weekend, I held a multi-disciplinary operation in the Mkanyakude district led by females to commemorate Women's Month. This roadblock formed part of our efforts to strengthen the fight against car theft, hijackings, and border crimes. We'll continue throughout the August with this intensified law enforcement operation as built up for the October Transport Month and the festive season, Honorable Chairperson. Building a developmental state through skills development, Madam Chair, we envision the construction of roads as a catalyst for a revolution, skills revolution that will shape our country's future. This revolution will not only produce more engineers, surveyors, construction project managers, environmental specialists, and other experts in the built environment, but I will also empower young people to lead the way in this field. I'm sure Ubaba Mqondisi Duma no Sis Nulama Mabute will be excited to hear that there will be a special emphasis on the young people of KwaZulu-Natal just to address the imbalance of unemployment in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. In addition, our goal is to ensure that the department is equipped to enhance the state's capacity to deliver service to the people. We plan to expand our technical skills base of engineers and technicians through internships, apprenticeship, and bursary programs. We are also glad that the chairperson of the portfolio committee, Umuntu Omusha naye, so uyafisa ukuthi abone sishintsha sithuthuka isimo seprovince yakwaZulu-Natal. So siyosebenza kahle playing the oversight role, and it is our duty that we comply when it comes to that. We are eager to collaborate with tertiary institutions, inviting them to partner with us in producing graduates with required skill for futuristic transport solutions. We have concluded the memorandum of agreement with UKZN, where we are collaborating in research for sustainable transportation. This partnership is crucial, at the University of KwaZulu-Natal is the only tertiary institution in KZN with a research chair focusing on sustainable transformation. So it's something that must be utilized. However, this partnership has also been extended to MUT, has also been extended to DUT. Programmatic approach to deliver, Madam Chair, the Department of Transport continues to operate using programmatic approach, which help us effectively track service delivery. In terms of program one in particular, the program is going to assist on the issue of reducing the vacancy rate. SOT, there is a complaint that we must address that process. I'm sure our ears are wide open and circumstanced when it comes to understanding that. Finalizing the organizational structure, professionalizing public service, improve audit outcomes. We are delighted that in the last 9 years, we've been getting bad books. Thanks to Honorable MEC Hlomuka, Department of Transport this financial year got unqualified audit opinion, which is key for us that the role that has been played even by the machinery or the technocrats has been improved. Filling of post, have already highlighted that a budget provision has been made for 5,236 posts as per proposed organizational structure. We're also making significant progress in filling critical posts, with over 444 posts still needing to be advertised and filled. The last financial year will fill 1,155 posts, which pointed to the success of government job project. Stesha Waya Waya, in filling this post, will continue improving our employment equity scores. Turning the tide on good governance is amongst other principles that from now onwards, we are going to enhance the scope as long as all these posts will be filled. It means the issue of service delivery, the issue of senior managers' performance agreements will be fast track. It will be easy in the process. Program two, transport infrastructure, which is where the focal area of this department is there, because it commands almost 87.2 billion. The program aims to promote successful and the safe, affordable movement of people, goods, services by delivering and maintaining sustainable, integrated, and environmental sensitive transport infrastructure that supports and facilitates social empowerment and economic growth of the province. The president has announced infrastructure as a critical drive of economic development. We continue to strike a delicate balance between construction new projects and maintaining an existing infrastructure. I'm sure even honorable members of this August House, there might be delay from the entry, but it's an expansion project which is developmental in nature, which is going to assist the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Same thing applied, you know, I'm sure you have seen Ipiclote, the Spaghetti Junction, Neck 2 Pavilion. The N2 is being built from Sanral, and a lot of corridors. It's among other things that we are saying hands on deck. The delicacies upon those things. Over 3.7 billion will go into constructing new infrastructure projects, roads and bridges, while over 4 billion will set aside to maintain our road network. In addition, over 58 million will go into infrastructure planning and design, with over 120 million being allocated to support programs within transport infrastructure. Progress on flood damage, Honorable Chair, which is something that is critical, the issue of global warming is something that is key that we must address. The infrastructure upgrade and maintenance backlog far exceed our budget. We agree. This challenge has been further compounded by ongoing floods. We used to think that every 10 years there will be floods. Not anymore. probably since 2019, it has been proven, the province of Natal every year will be affected. So it means that those who want still to build around the floods line, they must persist from doing that. And we crave the indulgence of amakhosi namakhanselers ukuthi singabe sababeka abantu endaweni ezaziwayo ukuthi kudlalela ishows sezulu. Kune flood line, there is a wetlands, because we are not going to face the process as much as we are going to plan for the adaptation program at the same time. Madam Chair, in collaboration with SANRAL and eThekwini Metro, we have made significant strides in repairing the flood damage project affected by the April 2022. This includes M4, as you know, R102 and the Tongati River Bridge. We have also initiated repair work at the P103 bridge in Kwazduguza, damaged by floods, and N2 Umgababa is being rebuilt and will be completed within the next 3 months, and by December we must be opening that completed project. I've already spoken to the minister. The P107 embankment that was washed away, that has been completed. We're also working to replace the culvert of D2313 in the Ndwedwe under Ilembe district. I'm sure we are Jabulumlalaz lapha phezulu ngendwedwe yakhe. Over 30 million will have been spent. Other projects which were successfully repaired include R74 linking Kwadukuza and Kwamaphumulo and R6103 and Umbumbulu. In addition, we'll reopen P457 before the end of August, which links Inanda and Tuzuma and Tlongwana area. The April 2022 floods wash away a large part of this road on the section over the Pisang River. This strategic road serves as a link to Bridge City Mall, main road of M25, and other essential business activities. This way, where teacher Nokolo Khumalo died when her car drove over the damaged bridge. Once again, we send our deepest condolences to the family, as much as the department was closer in the process. This is a spread of our investment into infrastructure projects across the district. As you might know, the allocation, what is going to happen at Amajuba district, that is 871,581,250. At Tewini Meteo, there is that allocation. Heri Kuala, their billion. Ilembe district, 240 million. King Tsechwayo, Oko district, Umgungundlovu district, Mkanyagudi, Umzinyathi, Thukela, Zululand head office. So it means that we are leaving no one behind. Everyone is going to benefit in the process. It's critical that we still highlight that there are some of the strategic roads that are being rehabilitated in the current financial year. All these roads, starting from P559, 7.8 kilometers, the Milky Way from Dozen Walk to the value of 61 million. Abakuluse Dumbe, there is 355 million allocated. In Bergville area, 285 million under Okahlamba municipality. P3 of 1, 523, that is in Hippardin. P32 of 28 from Ladysmith, 280 million is going to be spent. P46 of 2, 21 kilometers, 380 million is going to be spent. Arians to Hammanspeck to a value of 176 million. Kwanodalane kwaXolo, P732, 71 million is going to be spent. P22 of 1, Bagrin to Kwadumisa, 519 million will be spent. All these are critical in corridors. P234, which is critical, Nongomes Pambanweni, Ngobisehlalankosilan, 86 million under Nongoma local municipality will be spent. Almost 159 million in Mthonjane local municipality. Why we highlight these honorable members is just as you do your oversight, just go to this, because we've already explained that from now onwards, everyone must be hands on deck. See, as we work the projects of these are some of the roads that will be constructed and upgraded in this financial year. P113 in Klamvini upgrade to the value of 142 million. The upgrade of Kwahlathi Douglas Road, 528 million. Gugwini to the value of 259. The culverts, which is going to be built, to the value of 47 million. Bergville under Okahlamba will receive 42 million. P419, which is located at Nkumba, Nkwezela area in Heri Kuala. I'm sure nobody was Heri Kuala, Umgulme Kona was about excited that this road is going to be built as well. P523 is located at Nongoma Tupongolo, will also be built. All these projects are critical for the survival and the outlook of the province of KwaZulu-Natal. These are some of the bridges that will be constructed in this financial year, Honorable Chairperson. Mbabane River Bridge at a cost of 65 million. GJ Crooks Hospital Pedestrian Bridge, over 9 million will be built. Deakin back KwaSengi River pedestrian at a value of 51 million. Well, it sees the bridges that, yes, you know, that we've embarked on the, as a department with SNTF. 31 bridges have been completed already. We are already planning to phase C and D of this program. Phase C will see 16 bridges built, and phase D will see 17 bridges being built. These bridges are provided short to medium-term solutions in communities living adjacent by two rivers, and they have proved to have a huge relief to those communities. Learners are now able to go to school, pensioners are able to access pay points, and communities are able to connect with other amenities like Department of Health. Pothole patching, Chairperson has stated, has allocated over 4 billion of our budget to maintain our road network, which includes rehabilitating and resealing of our roads. I'm sure to an ordinary person would want to understand, why do we invest so much on maintenance? If you build new roads, if you don't maintain them, by the time, probably in 10 years' time, when you come back, you are going to spend probably thrice the amount that you're supposed to spend on maintenance. So maintenance is part of the fundamental pillars when it comes to engineering, and which is critical that we must maintain what we already have, the existing project. We also recognize your presence, MEC Health Deputy Chair of the ANC, Siyabonga Bambeya Qadi Traffic, Siyabonga Kakhulu, for gracing this sitting. New jersey barriers, Madam Chair, we continue erecting new jersey barriers along South African and Mozambique border, which is critical. Umphefumulo kababa uJuda engathi ungaphumula kahle esinye sabasebenzi nokade eshisekele kakhulu intuthuko ukuvika nje izimo lapha. Last year alone, 30 vehicles were stolen per month from South Africa to Mozambique. A new contractor was appointed last year after the previous contractors defaulted on his contractual obligation. The department had no option but to terminate the contract. A total of 7.4 kilometers of 8 kilometers of concrete barriers have been erected. Phase one, which will be 8 kilometers long, will start at Gate 6 and move in the western direction towards Tembe Elephant Park. Will be 8 kilometers long, term the boundary in terms of Smangaliso wetlands. I'm sure we have detailed the process, which is key and critical, because if you want to enhance the outlook and if you want more investment, if you want to attract more tourists in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, you have to invest more on the roads as well. The project has also benefited local business through subcontracting work and training opportunities through the project. 40 local young people have been trained and given job opportunities under National Youth Service Program. In addition, the department has strategically placed one of its candidate engineers, Sipamandla Hlongwane, as a resident engineer for the project. This is part of professional development, which will see him gain relevant experience for registration as professional engineer. We have just also made an undertaking, Honorable Chair, that each project that is going to be given from Department of Transport, at least at the end of the project, it must either produce a civil engineer, a quantity surveyor, environmental specialist, or even those who are specializing in anything that has to do with the, in the engineering field, because we cannot just set a value, but we don't get the output at the end of the day. It's what we have agreed upon. Forging a strategic partnership with Sanral to accelerate infrastructure investment. Madam Chair, our hopes and aspirations for a better future are further given impetus by the massive investment in the province by Sanral. Over the next 3 to 5 years, Sanral will invest more than 100 billion in our province alone, which is critical. Our relationship with Sanral goes beyond building infrastructure projects, as we are currently sharing resources such as the Digital Road Monitoring Center in Mkondeni to improve our traffic management. We must also highlight that other Sanral capital projects include N11 between Bergville and Newcastle, already in construction as we speak, under construction. Kokstad Interchange, upgrading N2 between Mpangan and Pongola. I've already highlighted the N2 expansion, the R22 upgrade, partial interchange in Hluhluwe. The Department of Transport and Sanral are also partnering on strategic infrastructure such as Kwakimba bridges and the Swandlane Road, which is critical for the province tourism growth. I'm sure abantu will be delighted with Swandlane kulo nyaka wezimali sikhona sizokwakhiwa by a partnership ya transport nokwa Sanral. Transport operation, which is key as well, Honorable Chair, unwavering commitment to strengthen the public transport system is a testament to our dedication to improving the quality of life of every citizen in KZN by providing safe, reliable, afforded transport, reducing travel time and increasing accessibility to economic and social opportunities. We're ensuring a better future for our people. I'm sure we are aware, Honorable Chair, that almost 70% commuters on a day-to-day basis rely on the transport called taxi. So the taxi industry is amongst the pillars in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. This program is therefore important in realizing that objectives. Its primary function, including planning, regulating, and facilitating the integrated land transport system. The substantial allocation of over 2 billion to the program underscores our commitment in improving public transport system in the province. Subsidized bus operation, we know historically we used to have only two families controlling the entire bus monopoly in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. That has come to an end for the transformation. Remember, in this previous administration, the government made an undertaking to expand and subsidize operation in the province. In the previous budget speech, the department announced that we are conducting design packaging for two remaining district.
Sisuke lapho ke sasesiya emcimbini obuhlelo uyena umhlonishwa uDuma lapho ebexoxisana khona nalabo abasebenzisana nalemnyango abamabhasi abamatekisi nabezokwakha. Sibe nengxoxo naye ke umhlonishwa uDuma, ingxoxo yethu ihambe kanje. Asikwamkeleke emthombeni ohlelweni namhlanje siluthulula ngelokuthi ezinhle umnyango wakho, umnyango wezokuthutha kanye nowezokuhlaliswa kwabantu. Siyajabula ukuthi sibe nawe namhlanje.
Ngibonga kakhulu Mam Vicky, ngibulalele nakubalaleli bakhe ekhaya, ngibingelele kakhulu ngokukhethekile ngokusinikeza ithuba elisha.
Sifisa ukuza ukuthi lo mhlangano wanamhlanje la uhlanganise khona iy'ntatheli, wahlanganisa nalabo ababamba iqhaza eminyangweni, yini inhloso yawo?
U-Department of Transport, u-Department of Human Settlements, iminyango exhantile. U-Transport udiya nabantu abasembonini ezamatekisi, abasemabhasini, abantu abama-driving schools, abantu abadiya no-rail, abantu abadiya nendaba ema-piping, abantu abadiya ne-construction. Imboni exhante ngenye indlela, kodwa kubalulekile ukuthi noma ungasithuli esethula uthi siwu-13 billion, kufanele bazi ukuthi bona bangena kanjani la kule mkhakha. Sibize nawo ke ama-stakeholders. I-media yase-South Africa ibalulekile ukuthi iyona ihambisa indaba kahle. U-Human Settlement, uhulumeni waqoka nje kaMandela ukuthi abantu abamnyama bacindezela isikhathi eside kakhulu kuyofanele bathole izindlu. Wenza kanjani ukuthi umuntu alale edlile enendlu enendawo futhi ukuthi akhosele emnikeze isithunzi bese ukukhuluma nabantu abazakhaya ukuthi kufanele benze njani? Inyanga yembokodo ke sibize nabambokodo ekwi-construction ukuthi yazi amathuba ame kanjani ngoba phela uma uqala kusiya i-DP1 wonke umuntu angangena kodwa sibabone befika ko-6 beya ko-7 na-8 nako-9 lapho kunani usebenza umsebenzi webhiliyoni and above. Siyafisa bakithi bangagcini nakhona bezosubcontract besobanxanxa-ke sobatshela nanolwazi ukuthi sizosebenza kanjani umnyango wabo. Sicabanga ukuthi nakhona kubalula-ke ngenhlanhla bafike nabomeya bama-district ne-local municipality bonke bale Mgungundlovu nowase-Ugu district ukuthi sizokhulumisana nabo ukuthi bazi ukuthi amaphi amathuba esibaphethele wona kulo nyaka wezimali. Sizozenza kanjani izinto ezihlukile ukuze basizakale.
Ukhulume kahle la ngesikhathi ubeka yonke imikhakha ekhona. Kwasekukhuluma omunye umama njengoba usho we-Sawick. Ngathi usho njalo. Noma exoxe udaba lwabalude kodwa isikhalo sakhe nje bese ukuthi sengathi mangasheshe bakhokheleke. Iyaye kube kuphi inkinga ekukhokhelekeni kwabantu akade benza umsebenzi?
Le minyango ungabukeka inamabhiliyoni njengo-Human Settlements uno-3 billion. U-Transport uno-13 billion. Kodwa kuqiniswa ukuthi kuneminyango othola ukuthi i-design ngale ndlela ukuthi iphethe ukufa nokuphila komuntu. Human Settlements kwakhiwa izindlu, ka-Transport kwakhiwa umgaqo. Kodwa ka-Department of Health kusuke ungenzeka ukuthi kuthole ukuthi umuntu fanele ayohlinzwa mengasangahlinzwa ezodlula emhlabeni. So uyashintsha uprioritize. Le nto siyichaza ukuthi sathatha umthetho ukuthi ngo-30 days fanele akhokhelwe usonkontileka. Kodwa into esenzayo manje ungathola ukuthi bekujwayele ngaphambili uthole ukuthi uzonikeza umthamo omkhulu futhi kunikeza i-payment yakho on time. Kodwa-ke ngenxa yokuthi imali lokhu ishodobala emhlabeni yafadabala nanomnotho ezweni, sasesithi-ke sokwehlisa nangendlela esenza ngayo ukukhokha. Kufanele siqhubeke sikhokhe ngo-30 days kodwa uthole mhlawumbe i-invoice yakho mhlawumbe iwu-7 million. Sithi kodwa sokunikeza u-300,000 wokuthi kule ratio mese sikunikeza u-3 million mhlawumbe ucinthula 3.3 ngenxa yokuthi sibheke isimo sakho. Kufanele ukhokhela abasebenzi labo lo-300,000 uma usewenza i-profit uqhubeke nomsebenzi. Isimo esingasithandi nathi, isimo esifuna ubakhokheleke abantu on time, kodwa siphoqwa usikompilo lwemali ukuthi imali uma ingekho ayikho into ongayenzeni. Le minyango omkhulu ihlele iphila ngayo ngoba kwi-construction ile sibeke khona imali eningi. Ka-transport imali yaku-maintenance iye naku-new infrastructure project akhiwayo.
Okunye ukuvelile okukhulume ngakho ngikuthande kakhulu lokhu ukuthi imigwaqo iwumthambo wempilo.
kunjalo ke monga ubheka amaviki ke KwaZulu-Natal nje mongabheka kuqale mo kuthiwa noma kuthiwa uselokushini umgaqo uzelokushini osuku uzoba munye ozongena ungena emlazi noma ungena kamasho leminye isuke ingalungile kahle nasemakhaya ukuthola ukuthi uma usuka nje mhlawumbe uya komsinga ufuna ukusuka uya koLady Smith wakufanele uhambe the whole day kudepartment yasethi kuze iphile kahle indawo yakwaZulu-Natal kufanele bekontakthwe ama-corridors uzobona nje mosuke eShepstone uye Sunface so uyakwazi ukusuka kulowo mgaqo udlule koGumatane uziyofika eHerigwala ngenxa ye-corridor yakhiwa yalowo mgaqo uzobona futhi noma usuka koNongoma uya koPhongolo i-corridor yadevelopa seziningi indawo ezinjalo ezakhiwe ngoba umgaqo uma ungakhiwa intuthu yokushuda ayifiki ukuthi manje transport usuza kwenziwe ufike clinic usukuzokwenza ufike esikoleni ufike esibhedlela ufike kuma industries ufike nakho yonke indawo yasemsebenzini siyajabula ukuthi no Sandral uyasilekelela ngo N2 nango N3 ukuze KwaZulu-Natal ikwazi ukuthi indaba yeinvestment yenzeke nama tourists akwazi ufika kahle noma eairport ufike on time
sisekhuluma ngayo imgwaqo emthombeni ngijabulile ukuthi uvule ithuba lokuthi kube khona ababuzayo nababeka imbono njengoba ngishilo ngalomama weSawick kuphinde kwaqhamuka umbono mayelana nomgwaqo lo wasenkandla ake uthi kwenaba kuloko
indawo yasenkandla umuzo uyibheka indawo yamawa kakhulu umukenze sibonelo ngayo indaba senkandla ukuthi uma ungabheka indawo eyayiwa mhlawumbe 5 kilometers ake sithi mhlawumbe 5 kilometers ungakuthatha u 40 million kodwa uma uzowenza enkandla mhlawumbe udinga u 100 million ngoba fanele uqale ukukhathe intaba
Yeah.
So indawo enjalo uma uqhamuka kokranscope nje uma ubheka uya ezantsi kozuma udinga ukuthi iprocess yakhona kukhona umfula iplanning yakhona fanele ibe kahle kwezinye indawo uthola ukuthi ngokwesurvey ikhombe ukutheni fanele udlule entabeni noma udlule emzini yabantu fanele uqale uyoxoxisana nayo yonke leyo nto kuma-social facilitation sicabanga ukuthi sifike leso simo ke manje ukuthi lo mnyango uyaqikekela ukuthi wonke umuntu fanele ayithole intuthuko kodwa siphinde sibheke isikhona esinye isibonelo sasenkovukeni lapha emkhanyakude
yep.
izingane namhlanje zisahamba ngesikebhe esanikezwa umnyango wa-Department of Education uhlanganise no-SAMHSA kwisifundazwe sakwaZulu Natal noShaksport ngoba kuyiqiniso ukuthi mase wakhe leya bridge liku wetland likudinga nje 400 million so kufanele decide ku 400 million uzobona ukuthi cishe i region njenge ugu district no 502 million ungakusho ukuthi kulo district kufanele ngenze kulutho kulo nyaka wezimali kanti abavumi nabahlali bakhona abantu bathi nathi siyawufuna umgqa Jozini nathi siyawufuna emtuba nathi siyawufuna ehluhluwe ugcina wenza kanjalo ukuthi ihambe isikhathe side enxa ye backlog esuke sinayo
sesiyaphetha kodwa ngiyafisa ukuthi ke sithinte futhi nangala eminyangweni wezokuhlaliswa kwabantu kuhamba kanjani khona izinhlelo onazo mayelana nokwakhiwa sisayiqamba lezindlu ngokuthi ama RDP kodwa i-reconstruction and development program seyaphela asale sisebenzisa ke leli gama ngoba lenza ukuthi umlaleli aqonde kangcono ukuthi sikhuluma ngani kuhamba kanjani ukwakhiwa kwama RDP
isuka ku-1955 kwakuhlangene eClip Town bathi abantu ke abantu abamnyama bahlukumezekile ezweni labo futhi abanayindaba yokulala nezindlu sase siyathatha sohulumeni wamadiba uthemi eqala wasethi kuye bangcono umuntu abe umuntu ngekhaya mase siyamakhela ihaya ithina kuphela ke le South Africa esikwazi ukwakhela umuntu mase siyamnikeza simahla sike sakhe izindlu ezingu-25,000 lapha ngavula indlela ngaphezulu eMaritzburg namanje uhlelo lakho lamba kahle kodwa bese ngine asset enako 80 million esifuna ukuvusa ukuthi soqeqesha intshaki amakho ono ikwazi ukwenza izinto so izindlu lezo ubona sekuswa human settlements kufanele kube khona iground lokudlala kweingane kufanele kube khona isikole eduze kwakhona kufanele kube khona iclinic umnyango uhamba kanjalo uzobona mase kuba khona indawo njengokhonophi uthola ukuthi khona low cost housing RDP mase kuba khona uthola ukuthi uDuma imali ayiholayo ayimenza qualify ebank athola iloan kodwa futhi uDuma imali ayiholayo ayimenza ukuthi anga qualify uthola low cost housing lekuthiwa i middle income siyazakha nalezo mase si property development ama flat nakhona lihlukene kanjalo isikhona sempangeni mega project yasempangeni esizana khona ukuthi abantu ngakhona abantu khona othisha khona onesi abashawe lesimo engikhuluma ngaso bagcina bekwazi ukusizakala and umgwaqo uyathuthukisa ukuthi ithuthuke indawo mase bakhona idemand mase bakhona ama factories fanele bekhona izindlu
khona udouble uxoxelela ngelithande kakhulu udaba lo Vemvane uVemvane lwasekhonophi
ushombela ngenkathi engena njengongqongqoshe wengenalo ulwazi oluphelele ukuthi konto ekuthiwa i-environmental impact assessment. Impact environmental assessment uzoyibona-ke uma ungase nje uye lapho e-Hammersteel njengamanje khona i-development esanda kwakhiwa ye-bridge, nakhona kunohlobo loxoxo oluthile elitholakala lapho e-Hammersteel kuphela e-South Africa. Uzothi uma ufuna ukufaka i-bridge usanda lesefikile nemali mpela kuthiwa no, awulukwazi ukulifaka la i-bridge ngokuthi kunohlobo lexoxo asiyophinde silithole ndawo. Ekhonobia kwakunohlobo lovemvano lalikade likhona litholakala kuleya ndawo, kuthiwa selinciphile. So uma ngase kwenzeke sakhe izindlu la liyofuduka ligcine lingasalitholanga ndawo. Alibhekeleleke kwaphela unyaka oqala bangakwazi ukulibhekelela. Unyaka onesibili uDumisani Makhaya wathi hayi ngeke, ngcono ngivele ngiye enkantolo ngizozakha izindlu la, ngiyayiqala le process namhlanje kunekhonobia egcina isiza abantu. Kodwa siyaqikelela-ke mamvika ukuthi imvelo nathi simunye, asifuni ukuthi imvelo siyibuyala ngoba siphila ngayo, kodwa ngeke abantu bagcine bengakwazi ukuthuthuka ngenxa yokuthi bavinjwe imvelo. So kufanele kusetshenziswane.
Lashona uvemvane
kodamkhathi uvemvane into eyenzeka bagcine bathole ukuthi uma uya ngakondwedwe ikhona indlela ecisha ifana lapho ekhonobi. Basuke bezowahibernate-ke ama-processes iy'lwane ey'hibernate-ayo in winter lezi ezi-immigrate-ayo bazibheke. Angithi nakhona kuyathola ukuthi uma lihambile yayikhona inhleso ukuthi iyaya ngasendwedwe, nagcina bethi hhayi loo ndawo iyokwenziwa kikhona ndawo kuthiwa mhlawumbe izobekwa iyihlathi ukuthi mesafuna ukwanda zandiso lapho ngokungafuna ligcina liphelile. Sicabanga ukuthi lisekhona uvemvane lisaphila kodwa ne-development yenziwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mthombeni, sikufisela nje konke okuhle. Ngicabanga ukuthi uhlelo lwethu lwesibili lolu sixoxa nawe kodwa sesibona kukhona umahluko obonakalayo. Sikufisela inqubekela phambili.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mamviki, siyabuseka kakhulu nokuthi sakwazi ukuthola ithuba nembokodo enjengawo enza umcimbi omkhulu e-South Africa nomsebenzi. Siyafisa ukuthi nisinibonge nisadlanhlamvana niqhubeka nesibusiso sethu inibusise kusi.
Siyabonga. Lo bekungqongqoshe wezokuthutha nezokuhlaliswa kwabantu KwaZulu Natal umhlonishwa uSiboniso Duma. Mlaleli, siphindeke saxoxa nomnumzane uZonde. Njengenhlangano ke yama-driving school, kusho ukuthini nina ukumenywa ungqongqoshe wezokuthutha?
No, kusho into enkulu kakhulu. Kusho into enkulu kakhulu, ikakhulukazi ungqongqoshe lokhona omagcekeceke ubaba umhlonishwa uDuma. Benginayo ke-ena ngenze kuphike lokuthi angifuni aqeda 100 years engahlangani no 100 days ese-ofisi engingahlangani nazo. Ngoba sibona ukuthi mhlawumbe uzobe sesibukela phansi, kodwa ukuthola nje i-invite nokuhlonishwa-ke nje ngama-officers akhe akawafice asebenza ukuthi asibize ukuthi sibe yinxenyele sikushayele likhulu ihlombe futhi sizimisele nathi ukuthi awubone umehluko. Sizibonile ingozi edalwa ama-truck esifuna sazinatal, sabona ingozi edalwa izimoto ezikhona, nathi sifuna ukuba neqhaza ekuthenini ziphele, hhayi zinqeke, sifuna ukuthi ziphele. Zizophela kanjani? Nazo zizophela ngokuthi kubanjiswane kuliwe nalezi ngozi ezenzakalayo, ngoba siqaphelele thina esingama-driving school ukuthi abantu abaningi bathola amalayisensi ngaphandle. Abantu abaningi benza amalayisensi ngendlela ezisheshayo ngoba ilayisensi manje isiyisitifiketi sokuphila, isikhokhela ngaphezulu komuntu ofundile ilayisensi, ngoba u-code 14 wakho ungawuhola 30,000 kuya ngaphezulu. So ngesikhathi uhola lo 30,000 kuya ngaphezulu kusho ukuthi uzosebenza ngaphezulu kokuzikhandla, ngoba la emgaqweni ohambe wena. Thina-ke abantu bama-driving school ukuthi siqwashe isikhulumeni, sihlale phansi sidwebe i-structure sokuthi sibalekelela kanjani-ke labo bantu asebebona ukuthi ilayisensi into yokuphila, ukuze ibaphilise kakhulu, ingabaphilisi futhi futhi ibulale futhi imindeni engenacala.
Nondaba kukhona isikhathi la nikhala khona njengama-driving school ukuthi engathi aninayo indawo ehlelekile la nikwazi ukusebenzela. Kuhamba kanjani kuleyo ngxenye yomsebenzi?
Kuyiqiniso engakuphikiswa umuntu. Sikubonekile lokho komasipala abakhulu njengabakoThekwini. La sibona khona iy'ndawo okuthiwa yisezimbuzini, ladayiswa khona iy'mbuzi. Sabona iy'ndawo lakuzey'nyanga la zidayisa khona imithi yazo, ubona amakhanda ahlukehlukene. Sabona iy'ndawo zorisho, sabona iy'ndawo zamabhayisekile, sabona iy'ndawo zabantu namatekisi, ma-meter tax. Asikaze siyibone indawo identifyiwe kwathiwa le yakhelwa abantu bama-driving school. Thina uma umuntu ezofunda ilayisensi fasi mthatha simise egrawundini la fangabe kudlalwa khona ibhola, ayobhidilisha khona imoto, abuyele umuntu usihambe siyomhlola. Ngesikhathi somhlola uyafika lapho iyadi lidwetshiwe, imibala eminingi iyahlukehlukene, akazi thisha ukuthini. Loya muntu kodwa ekugcineni sithi sinazophatha impilo zabantu. luyamuntu egcine sifuna shintsha impilo yakhe uyiqale iphi license ukuyenza ingakho ke sithi kuyinselele enkulu lokuhulumeni ukuthi no uhulumeni awuvuke uyithatha ngeke ukuthi usuhlale almost 30 years kodwa ukhona enye sector ebalekile umgogodla kodwa usayibeka eceleni siyafisa ukubona omasipala abaningi ukuhlukahlukana kwabo kube khona izindawo ezakhiwe ezifana ncamashini testing center ukuthi uma umuntu efunde la mase efika e-testing center kube lula ukupasa kube lula uku-understand istiphile ukuthi yini kube lula uku-understand ama-poles kube lula uku-understand o-left turn abenzakalayo ema-testing centers ngoba ukufundile lokho njengamanje kusithina uhulumeni sesithatha ngokuthi uyasikweleta kakhulu ngoba umsebenzi siwenzile siwenzele isizwe akakaza si-awarde ngendlela esifisa
ukuthi enzenjani
sifisa ukuthi uhulumeni ama-driving school kube into yokuqala nje ukuthi awahlelele indawo yabona nje ngengize ngiyise ngigakhe isithombe sokuthi kube khona i-gateway into esethof i-gateway kanjani nawe ngilinganise njenge-airport endala esesiphile leya ndawo leyana kube ibingathathwa nje iyakhiwe ibe istructure lesigcwele sangithanda isikole uma uyedlulela nje mhlawumbe uyele emgababa uthi awendlulela nje ngibuke nje uyihlalele phezulu kunama restaurant lana kunendawo zokudlala izingane ngibukela abantu betest kumnandi so sifisa izinje ngalezo and okunye kubaleke kakhulu asinayo thina la eKwaZulu Natal indawo yokufundisa abantu ukushayela ukuthethuthu umuntu uma ezokwenza ukushayela ukuthethuthu kufanele ahambe aye ePitoli ayofuna yini isifunda sawazi ukudala singabe nayo sifanele ukuthi ke uhulumeni lokho akubheke silekela leli nathi bantu bamatrans school ukuthi enema uthole license uzokwenzela nemizekelo khona lento ethiwa iPRDP iPRDP thina singamatrans school sithi yona yokuqala imbangela yokuba kubona kweingozi eqaqweni ngoba iPRDP igunyaza ukuqashwa ukwazi ukuthi uthuthe umphakathi noma uthuthe izimpahla kuthi ke umbuzo kade uthole license namhlanje uzolinda amasonto amabili uthole iPRDP igama elithi PRDP lisho ukuthi you are a professional driver permit so umbuzo uthi ube professional nini ngoba le permit
usandothola
ukhodi noma usandothola ukhodi kuphela nje wena uhambe wakudokotela okuhlola amehlo uhamba ohlolwa ithupha wasunikezwe iPRDP le PRDP usulayisha manje iTexas iTexas silayisha abantu ayisabreki ngalendlela abika dibreka ngayo ingalayishisi ma usufika ejikeni awuyazi ifanele ijike ngasiphi speed ngoba ufundisiwe wena kuphela ugunyazwa ukuthi iphethe PRDP udrive a truck horse and trail ilayishe ingodo uyojika ejikeni awufundisiwe ukuthi ma ufika lapho kufanele uwehlise kanjani ijubani ukuze uzokwazi ukujika iband lokhu kwenza ngoba uphethe iPRDP kanti kube iPRDP ihlolile ngabe uyazi ukuthi uma ngidrive emgaqweni ngilayisha abantu noma ngilayisha iy'mpahla kufanele behave kanjani leyo nto leyo ibalulekile
lo ndaba siyajabula ukuthi sixoxe nawe la emsakazweni sithemba ukuthi-ke konke kuzohamba kahle ngijabulile nokubona ukuthi nobudlelwane obuhle phakathi kwenu nomnyango wezokuthutha KwaZulu Natal
sijabule kakhulu sikufisela nje nathi ukuthi isteshi sithuthuke kakhulu besilalela abantu nathi futhi siyakubonga kakhulu ukuthi uhlonishwa i-Department of Transport sicela nje ukuyithembisa ukuthi sizosebenzana nayo kuzo zonke iy'nkinga ezaziwayo ezidalwa ngama-trans school sizimisebsizigqede ngiyathokoza
kakhulundaba besixoxa-ke lapha nomnumzane MG Zondi okuyena-ke umkhulumeli weKwaZulu Natal Driving Schools Council.
Ngihlangane nje nonondaba abaningi ngoba kade sikhuluma nonondaba lawa ama-driving school manje sengikhuluma nonondaba wakaSankarco. Sikwamukele nondaba.
Asibingelele kuwe nasisivikisi sibingelele nabalaleli makhaya.
Siyajabula ukuthi sibe nawe kulomcimbi omkhulukaze kangaka. Ngiyazi ukuthi lakhona khona umnyango wezokuthutha uSankarco akasali. Manje njengoba senginongqongqoshe omusha ngiyacabanga ukuthi benzama ukuthi kube khona ubudlelwane obuqhubeke njengoba babukhona nakwabanye ongqongqoshe.
Yes. Yeah, no asibonge sibonge nje ku MEC uMthombeni ukuthi abe nalomhlangano omuhle kangaka la kade ihlangene khona na wonke ama stakeholders asebenzisana no Department of Transport. USankarco ke ingenye yama stakeholder esebenzisana kakhulu no Department of Transport. Mhlambe umuntu akakathathe nje leli thuba akayichaze lento ka Santaco nokusebenzisana no Department of Transport. Asisebenzisani no MEC ngoba kuwaka ANC sisebenzisana no MEC uma ngelila ngangaba khona u MEC oqhamuka kwenye political party sosebenzisana naye sitha sicacise lento ngoba manje sekugcina kubonakala sengazi ukuthi thina ngendlela esisuke sisebenzisana ngayo no MEC osuke khona simnikeza I support bese kuba sengazi ukuthi sisupporta a political party cha sisuke sisupporta u MEC obekiwe ngalezo sikhathi njengoba nje u premier okhona ku undunankulu umphemba ephuma ku IFP thina sikubheki lokho sibheka undunankulu kufana ke no MEC asibheki ukuthi uphuma kuphi political party si supporter u MEC uma kuwukuthi silwa naye as u MEC not suwe silwisa I political party qhamuka kuyona
sitha
sicacise
lo wenza kahle nondaba ngoba njengoba nikhona ni uSantaco kunamaqembu amalungu eni asemaqenjeni ahlukene yebo
sinjalo nje uma wakhiwa uSantaco in 2001 kungazuthi wawukhona savumelana ngokuthi thina asisoze suSantaco sabonakala sisupporta a political party ngoba amalunga ethu aqhamuka emaqenjini ahlukene qaleke kwamalunga ethu sithwala abantu abaqhamuka emaqenjini ahlukene so ingakho ke thina kufanele sime phakathi nendawo sisebenze nohulumeni osuke sebekiwe ngaleso sikhathi simhloniphe kodwa hayi ukuthi sizomhlonipha in such a way that sakwazi ukusho izinto ezisincinzayo sabantu bamatekisi
kukhona nini mhlambe enikubekile nje namhlanje okuyilaka lenu njengoSantaco
sithe siyacela ukuthi uMEC akake abize bonke omunicipal manager no mayor nalabantu abasebenza kwidivision ethinta ipublic transport kunenkulumo ekufanele ukuthi siyikhulume naye njengoba nibona nje kuba khona iziteleka ekhona kuzo zonke indawo abantu bakhala ngamapermits na yonke lento sithi thina ake sihlale phansi noma sibala no department of transport endaweni eyodwa ke sikhulume inkinga esizibona zikhona komasipala ekufanele ukuthi babhale benza ama recommendation to a board na yonke leyo nto le so siyafisa ukuthi leyo nto mhlambe u MEC alekelele ukuthi ayihlanganise ngokukhulu ukusheshsha lana kukhulunywe ngemgwaqo gravel ezokwenziwa na yonke le suSantaco kuhlala kusijabulisa ngaso sonke isikhathi uma sizwa kuthiwa kuzokwenziwa itiyela ngoba uma uthi imoto zethu zisebenza kuma gravel road isikhathi kade ingasiphila esid lifespan
iyancipha
ngoba imoto esebenza ku gravel iyakhahlazeka isheshe iphele so uma kukuthi u MEC wenza ama commitment kuma budget speech yakhe ebonakala akha amatiyela amaningi thina siye sithi hure ngoba kusho ukuthi imoto yomuntu owetekisi sizophila isikhathi eside okunesikhathi esincane kade ingasiphila ngenxa yemgwaqo esebenza kuyona ithi-ke kade isebenza kuleyo mgwaqo eyigraveli injalo ithi uma isifika nje etiyeleni nangamaphoyisa kahulumeni athi le moto ayikho roadway awukwazi ukusho ukuthi la ngisuka khona
ingenxa yomgwaqo
umgwaqo awungivumeli ukuthi ibe roadway ifa zonke insuku amaphoyisa wona suke esethi no mina ngibuka imoto engekho esimweni zomgwaqo la nangikhona indaba yokuthi uphuma kuphi wena angeni mina lapho so ingakho-ke sihlala sifisa ukuthi engathi u-Department of Transport angathola more and more budget ukuze akhe imigwaqo eminingi ezobamatiyela for leso sizathu engiqeda ukusibeka
nondaba sesiyaphetha ancome ukuthi emateksini kuqala uzoba ufakazi wami bekwaziwa ukuthi nje imboni enokulwa nje isikhathi esiningi abantu baze basaba ukuthi angicabangi nginayo imali kodwa angicabangi ukuthenga itekisi ngeke ngoba ngizothenga itekisi bese ngiyafa kodwa indlela engibuka ngayo hayi sekwaphela lokho kwakuyinto yakudala eminyakeni mhlawumbe engamashumi amathathu edlule
yize singathi uma kuphela lokusaba bese sigqugquzela abantu abathenga amatekisi cha sithi nje nawe nje njengoba usemsakazweni musebenze etekisini sigcwele
yep
sigqugquzela ukuthi abantu abake benze eminye imisebenzi I-taxi industry isigcwele kakhulu ukuthi abantu abangekho kuyona bacabanga ukuthi imali isenziwa kanti ayisenziwa imali ematekisini. So ke yes siyancoma kakhulu ukuthi kubonakale lunxipha udlame kahle hle kufanele liphele thina sebusinessini ematekisini. Asikho la kufanele silwe khona, kufanele ukuthi zonke izinto sizikhulume kuma boardroom nohulumeni noma ama business partner. Akukho right lokuthiwa abantu bamatekisi bayateleka, but siye siqhuquzeleke ukuthi nohulumeni asithi masikhuluma naye akasheshe ezwe esikushoyo, asheshe asibone isidingo sokuthi kulungiswe okunokuthi kuloke la kukhona umfowethu oke wakhuluma ukuthi uhulumeni uzwa ngoba sekushisa imigwaqo. Asikuthandi ukuthi ne-taxi industry ibonakale lokhu ishisa imigwaqo, ibonakale lokhu iteleka. Thina siyafisa ukuthi sibe nohulumeni esithi masingena e-boardroom sithi masikhuluma into enomqondo abone kufanele ayenze, asho ukuthi lokhu esikushoyo njengadesho u-MEC ethi sekufuna nabo bake bakhuluma amaqiniso basho ukuthi lokhu asikake zokwazi ukwenza, siyokwenza enyakeni othize. Musu kubhukethana manje ngoba ikona lokho okugcina kwenza ukuthi kube khona sengazi ukuthi kuba khona ama-tension phakathi kukahulumeni ne-taxi industry noma uhulumeni nabantu abakhela uhulumeni.
Nontaba, sibonge kakhulu ukuthi sibe nawe, sethemba ukuthi sazophinde sihlangane futhi emcimbini yalo mnyango ngoba siyazi ukuthi niyadinga ukwazi ukuthi umnyango ufunani kunina, nomnyango uyadinga ukwazi ukuthi nina nifunani kuwona.
U-MEC ugqugquzele ukuthi akhulunywe. Ugqugquzele ukuthi akhulunywe, akhulunywe, akhulunywe. Nathi ke sisho njalo ukuthi akuwenzi umqondo ukuthi siqale soshisa imigwaqo kanti sogcina ngokukhuluma. Ake sibonakale siqala ngokukhuluma. Kodwa ke sicele indlebe uma kuwukuthi siyakhuluma. Uqinisile ukuthi sisazoloko esibonana emcimbini, sibonakala kukuhle nje sikhuluma nohulumeni wethu ekutheni nakalekelela abantu baye phambili.
Siyabonga. Besixoxakela nomzane uBoy Zondi emeleke abakwa Santaco. Siyabonga kakhulu ngemlaleli ngokuthi usinikeze indlebe. Ihambe kanjalo-ke inkulumo yethu nongqongqoshe wezokuthutha umhlonishwa uSiboniso Duma njengoba kade-ke ememe iy'ntatheli. Ngivaleliseke ngekufisela usuku oluhle uhlelo besilethulela ngelokuthi ezinhle umnyango wezokuthutha nokuhlaliswa kwabantu KwaZulu-Natal ngokubambisana ne-OB Facilities.